It's the John and Gordy Show.
Do you know what this means?
Wouldn't you like to know, weather boy?
You're pretty high and far out, aren't you? What kind of kick are you on, son?
No good bastard. Your show sucks.
What made me think this was a good day to stop drinking?
Buddy, you want coffee?
Coffee.
Lacked coffee.
Coffee.
They warned us about people like you!
What a load of crap.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
We'll do it live!
And that's the way it is.
Only on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Take it away, boys.
You know, you're going to take it, all right.
It was normally a dumpster fire Friday.
Yeah, that's what we do.
We're not going to be able to get to any of that stuff. All this junk, papers will be hanging around the studio for another couple of weeks,
it's
right?
It's just a different kind of dumpster fire, John.
It is. That's true.
Okay.
I get that.
We can still fire up the dumpster.
You think so?
Well, why not?
Just for the heck of it, right?
Yeah. You know, it's a little chilly outside anyway.
Keep the place warm.
Keep the people warm out there. Hey, weather-wise today, it's going to be beautiful.
It's going to be a beautiful day.
Highs in the low 70s. Yeah. Going to be nice tomorrow. A little rain perhaps in the morning, but otherwise the rest of the weekend looks good.
Yeah, looks good.
Yeah, it makes you think summer. You know, summer's finally arrived.
Yeah,
right?
And staycations and getting away.
Yes, and that's why we are continuing with our Ascani Summer Statewide Text
Contest. Really?
Let's get it underway for today, okay?
Yes.
This is your chance to tune in and text in. All you need is a Civic Media app, and you can text us. It's free to download, and you can just get right on the app and text in our keyword, which we do at 7 a.m., 9 a.m., also 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Those are the keyword hours, okay? And you could win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, all kinds of attractions to the Dells in that prize package. We do that. Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets, we give away one of those a day. And a chance to win a Ascani summer staycation. We'll be doing this all today and then all next week, Monday through Friday.
Yeah.
And
if you want two, you know, morning guys to go along with you on this staycation,
we can talk about that.
We want to go.
Okay. Again, this is a statewide contest, so plenty of chances to enter and win. Now, here is the key word for the 7 a.m. hour. Are you ready for this?
You're not going to make this up.
We're going
to have to pick between the real one and the fake one.
No. The key word for this hour is pontoon.
Oh,
pontoon. Yeah, it makes you think of vacation, right?
It does.
Being out on a lake with a pontoon. Yeah, some refreshing beverages. Pontoon is the word to text in this hour. And when you text in, you automatically see a reply that also leads you to another place you can go to enter more. Get more entries in that way, okay?
Yeah, so you can see if you're on the voter rolls.
Yes.
You get a credit for entering again.
Exactly. All right. So pontoon is the keyword for the 7 a.m. hour. All right?
All right. That sounds fantastic. I can't wait.
Taking care of business.
I just can't wait.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
Somebody please call us. We would love to go on vacation with you.
Kathy from Chippewa Falls won. I got a whole list of Holly from Madison.
You're calling.
Eric from Gays Mill. Yeah, I'm calling some of these people. Yeah. Somebody from Minneapolis won. And John from Lac de Flambeau.
How do you say that?
It's Lac de Flambeau.
Let's get Julian on that. See what he
Wait,
does
no,
that with
sounds
that.
Very Wisconsin.
He probably wouldn't know.
Well, okay, yes, I do say it with a Wisconsin accent, but that's how I've always said it.
How do you say it?
Lac de Flambeau.
See,
okay,
it's a French word.
Well, yes,
but that's like the Wisconsin version.
Okay,
yes.
All right,
Lac de Flambeau.
Okay, coming up in just a little while, Rocker will be in the studio with the weekend preview of Max Inc.
Yeah, we can't ask Julian because this is a special way we say it in Wisconsin, and he does not know the way we say words and names in Wisconsin.
That's true. I wonder if he's ever heard of Wisconsin.
Probably not. No, they probably
don't
talk about America too much in France. Mm. I'm going to get to something really weird, something odd, unusual. What the heck, right? I mean, Glenn Brothman, he's out there. He's alive.
Oh, he's out there.
He's talking.
That's for sure.
He's still talking, and he's always saying pretty much the exact same thing, but I think this is the best diatribe that he's ever had, ever.
Well, that's setting the bar pretty high. Best ever?
Yes, I think.
Or the worst ever?
Both. Okay. You know? Glenn thinks that the family is in decline because of feminism. Starts off great right away.
No kidding.
Let's play cut 43 and Glenn Grothman.
All right.
I ask people what's different about today. What are the problems today? I think the number one thing is they feel the breakdown of the family. And when I ask them why they think there was a breakdown of family, maybe they say vaguely a decline in the importance of religion. But actually, there are people who all along wanted to destroy the family. Okay, if you look in the 60s, the feminist movement, Kate Millay, was anti-family. A goal of the feminist movement was to get the man out of the family.
Whoa.
All right, I want to interject here.
Okay.
Can I?
Wow, right out of the gate.
That was a memo that I didn't get. I wasn't let in on the fact that feminism was to break up the American family.
Anti-family.
I did not know that. Mm. And I feel somebody should have told us.
Yes.
All right, let's continue.
Angela Davis.
Oh, boy.
You know, superstar radical during the 60s. One of her goals was to destroy the family. And, of course, then you move up in time. Even the Black Lives Matter movement, the founders of Black Lives Matter, a goal was to destroy the family. Okay, so you'd say, how could the government...
Hold on. I missed that memo, too.
Yeah.
No one
don't
told
recall
us.
That.
We talked about it. Yeah. I blogged about it.
Got
on
the memos.
I
didn't see that.
I never saw. No one ever told us.
Not happening.
Man, what is this? You know, we got to communicate better. Let's continue here.
All right.
Weigh in to make sure we didn't have two parents in the home. Well, they could do it through programs that began during the Great Society in the 60s and continue to be expanded today, in which you get low-income housing, you get food stamps, you get daycare.
Okay. Now, we certainly don't want to give people food stamps or low-income housing. We'd much rather prefer that they be out on the street and
homeless.
Not eating.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's continue.
You get cash. You get all these things, provided you don't get married to a man with a decent income.
Well, that's been me throughout my entire career. No one told me about that either, but picking radio was...
That's what feminism was all about, huh?
Yeah.
According to Glenn Grothman.
Destroying the family, and getting the men out of there.
No men. Yeah.
I bet he's the kind of guy who still thinks that women shouldn't be allowed to have bank accounts.
Well, probably.
Yeah.
Probably shouldn't be allowed to vote or
That's
do
right.
anything.
That's right.
And have any rights at all. Yeah. That's Glenn.
So, you know, Glenn was probably on the side of voting against contraception. We got a cut here. This is Lawrence O'Donnell talking to Tammy Baldwin about all of this. Let's check that out. Cut 44.
Yeah.
And Tammy was able to at least speak her onions out on MSNBC. Let's check this out.
This is good.
Right. And this is not a hypothetical threat. When the Dobbs decision came out, Justice Clarence Thomas called out several other cases that were decided historically on the same principles as Roe versus Wade was. And one of them was access to contraception. Another was the marriage equality case. And these words I found chilling from Justice Thomas. And in fact, we made it clear we need to fight back. I fought for and passed a bill to protect same-sex marriages and marriage equality with bipartisan support. But today we fought to protect the right to access contraception, an issue, by the way, that enjoys the support of over 90% of Americans.
That's a lot of people.
Close to 90%.
A little, right.
But the Republicans blocked this bill from moving forward.
Let's listen to what the vice president said about this today, a former member of the Senate, Kamala Harris.
You have got to see what Donald Trump's friends in the United States Senate just did. On this vote, the yeas are 51, the nays are 39. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn, not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
Mm. Donald Trump's friends just blocked the right to have access to contraception. And just recently, Donald Trump said he was, quote, looking at policies to block access to contraception, which means safe and effective forms of birth control could be at risk.
There you go. Wow. So, you know, it's...
That's Tammy Baldwin.
It's
and
teeing
and Kamala
up something
Harris,
for the future,
right?
Because they don't want to go on and say that they support contraception or the access to it. So they're going to definitely have like an open field later on. Mm-hmm. Well, we never promised that you'd have contraception,
right?
And then they're going to get rid of it.
Yeah, that's how they operate.
Yeah, it's Christian nationalism, basically. And we have a few people here who said the myth of the welfare queen.
Right.
Relating back to Glenn Grothman. What an idiot. Of course, he has been an idiot all along. Mm-hmm. Why they vote for him over and over is a mystery to me. Yeah. Dom, of course, has called Glenn Grothman
not a nice word?
The F word guy.
Okay.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, let's go to the phones.
Yes.
We have Mike on the line with a question or a comment. Good morning, Mike. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's kind of funny that this guy knows so much about family, being that he's never been a part of one. His only experience being a family member is to become a state senator and live in his mom's basement. And there's nothing wrong with living in your mom's basement.
No.
I did that for 7 years, okay, until she passed away. And nothing against Gwen's mother. But holy cow, you talk about a guy that's never worked a day in his life and food stamps and this and that. What do you mean you're sucking down tax dollars faster than we can pay him, buddy?
That's exactly right. You're absolutely right. And he has done nothing at all. He has proposed nothing, passed nothing. He's a useless waste in the House. It's truly amazing what this guy can get away with. And I talk about his weight now because they made this an issue.
How did they make
Eric Hovde has made it an issue. If you're overweight, you got to pay more for your health care premiums. So they made it an issue. And this guy is so overweight and so obese that just forget it. This guy sits around all day and does nothing. That's Glenn Grothman. Sorry about that.
Okay.
All right, Mike, thank you.
Appreciate your call, Mike.
Normally, don't go after people's looks, but you know, Glenn.
You're making
please,
an
Glenn. Yeah,
really?
I'm going to make an
get
exception some, for Glenn Grothman.
Yeah, get on an exercise program.
What is wrong
program
with that guy, right?
Okay.
Man, you know, I had another cut here. It was the politics girl taking off on contraception.
All right, we'll get to that in
maybe
just a moment. 18 minutes past the hour. That and more coming up on the John and Gordy Show and Rocker in the studio. A few minutes.
State Street, where dreams come alive. Everybody's buzzing like bees from the hive. State Street, State Street, I really want to go there. Lots of happy people and a guy in underwear.
Hey, wait. Ooh.
There he is.
There he is.
That great street.
It is
Mad Radio WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM. We have a camera that goes out, takes a look at State Street.
Yeah.
So if you're, you know, able to watch us
there it
online
is
on social media, you
that's
can see
view
the bus just went by,
yeah,
racing by. My
yeah
God, how fast was that bus going?
He was in a hurry.
Yeah,
yeah, beautiful sunshine today, highs in the low 70s, low to mid 70s, and pretty good looking weekend ahead of us. Maybe a little rain tomorrow morning, but otherwise looking good.
The thing with contraception, this was a hard fought battle way back when. And it was such a tremendous relief having the availability of contraception way back when. This is how progress happens, and it was just a wonderful time for everybody to realize that now they can control and family plan.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you didn't have to take it. There's no requirement to take it. Some didn't want to take it.
Mm-hmm.
There are other ways for, to prevent being becoming pregnant. But, you know, it was a hard-fought battle. That's why I'm concentrating on this, because I think this is something we can't go back to something in the 20th century at a time when we didn't have all of these medical advances. We just have to, you know, just accept people making choices on their own. It's called right. freedom. You guys yes. pushed this freedom thing in the MAGA aisle, and now they're, you know, taking away everyone's freedom and has this picture of some kind of Christian nationalism. So I want to get to this cut from the Politic Girl. Okay. She has her point of view in regards to contraception. Let's hear what she has to say.
How do you feel about sex? I'm not trying to be cute. I mean, what are your thoughts on it? Do you believe sex can be for fun, or is it only for procreation? Do you believe sex should be between a man and a woman, or do you believe it can be between anyone of age to consent who wants to have it? Should sex only be within the confines of marriage, and then only if the people want to have a baby, or can it be just a good time? Sadly, you need to think about these questions because the Republicans are coming after sex. This new control they're asserting, the one that says you can't have an abortion, it's coming after contraception next, and gay marriage, and mm-hmm. gay sex, and mm-hmm. sex outside of marriage and pregnancy. Right. We have representatives out here suggesting birth control should be illegal, that condoms should be banned, that sex is only for a married man and woman, and that sex should come with the accepted outcome of a child. Everything else is outlawed. And these aren't outlier politicians. These are mainstream Republicans coming after the legality of premarital sex and queer sex and sex for pleasure. These are the people who want the government not only in a womb, but in your bedroom. The party of limited government believes they should be able to decide who you have sex with and when. So you can be vehemently anti-abortion, but are you anti-sex? Do you want to stop having sex with your girlfriend or boyfriend or spouse because the government tells you the act itself is only for procreation within the confines of traditional marriage? Is this the America you imagine? Is it the America you want? Is this the America you are voting for? Because the Republican Party is being very clear, based on their Supreme Court justices and their most recent policy choices, that they are seeking some form of Christian theocracy where women are subjugated and marginalized into baby makers, and men only get to have sex with women they marry or the women they rape. And either way, both acts come with the possibility of being a father. This is the road they have us on. Do you want to go down that road? Because I don't. I want to grab the wheel. I want to press the brakes. I want to drive in the opposite direction, because how dare these people? The government has no business in our bedrooms, just like they have no business in our body, and yet they don't seem to care. How many times do we hear that Roe will never be overturned? We'll never take away a woman's right to her own body. That will never happen. They were telling us all along that was the plan. And now they are telling us what they want to do with contraception and gay marriage and premarital sex. So we would be smart to listen, because they are setting us up for a nightmare, an archaic, backward, government-controlled world where you can't have sex without breaking a law or risking a pregnancy.
That's right.
This is some okay. take us back in time shit. Land of the free? How free are you if the government dictates your sex life? So I ask you again, mm-hmm. how do you feel about sex? Because the Republicans plan to f*** you.
Wow, Politics Girl.
Yeah, she's great.
That's from a podcast,
yeah,
I think she
yeah,
has.
She's yeah, she's out there constantly,
yeah.
and great commentary.
Really good stuff.
Very rapid.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, we warned everybody way yeah. back when that if Trump became president,
yeah.
Roe v. Wade was on the line. And no one believed that it could happen. And
no,
it happened. Now we're warning you that contraception and gay marriage and mixed marriages, it's all on the line.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, all this was because they kept appointing Supreme Court justices mm-hmm. who said, well, that's settled law. They never would answer the question, do you want to repeal,
right.
you know, abortion rights?
Oh, that's been
yeah.
good for 50 years.
Yeah,
we can't touch that.
We're not touching that. Yeah. It's settled law. That's what we were told
right.
time and time again with all of those Trump appointees.
And they lied.
And the Supreme Court. Yeah.
They lied.
They did.
They got away yeah. with lying.
So now they're going after contraception. That's on the list. That's next.
So you're warned.
Yeah.
You may
yeah.
feel badly about the Palestinian problem. Mm. You know, it's getting worse. In fact, you know, just bombing a school.
Mm.
That's not an excuse, because there might be Hamas individuals in there. It's ridiculous. Anyway, I don't want to get into that. I want to get into something else here. I want to move very quickly into this because Eric Hovde, stand-up comedian running for the Senate against Tammy Baldwin.
Yeah, what's he up to now?
His latest ad. This is just unbelievable stuff.
Yeah.
Three senior employees at Hovde Properties.
Okay? Did you hear this?
I mean, these are executives. Yeah. They've got money. They're floating in money, and they're sitting at a bar drinking down beers, and this is cut 41. This is amazing stuff. These are rich people talking about everybody else, you know, the lowlings. Let's listen to this.
These progressive lefties are really messing up our country with all their crazy ideas.
Yeah, open borders, giving illegals cash.
How about defunding the police and going soft on criminals?
Or letting boys play in girls' sports.
Look at all their crazy spending. They're bankrupting our country, driving up the costs of everything, including our beer.
Yeah, Baldwin, Biden, these wackadoodles need to go. I would even wish them a Wisconsin goodbye.
I'm Eric Hovde. I definitely approve these guys' message.
These guys' message.
That's
smooth.
That was horrible voice acting.
Yeah,
it was terrible.
It was terrible.
Gee, wonder if that was scripted.
You think? These guys are rolling in dough, and they're complaining about spending. You know why? Spending.
Yeah, it's, the price it's, of their beer.
I got to say this. The money that the state has left over in the general fund, it's not a surplus. It's money they didn't spend on social programs that are necessary to keep society rolling along smoothly.
Mm-hmm. It's been allocated.
It's not a surplus.
It's
money you don't want to spend. And that's too bad. And they want to give it away as a tax cut to these wealthy slobs sitting at the bar complaining about nothing. These are just made-up issues.
They're three executives, right?
Three executives at Hovde Properties.
Kind of dressed down for the TV spot, looking like they hang out at the bar all the time. Yeah, in flannels and jeans.
Complaining about all the liberals and they're just
wacky,
spending us.
Wackadoodle liberals. Yes,
destroying the country by spending money. Wackadoodles. Okay. Who says that?
I don't know.
They do.
I guess.
At their board meetings.
Oh, man.
It's so funny. It's just ridiculous.
It's crazy. Crazy time. All right. Coming up, Rocker is getting warmed up in the bullpen. He's got a whole lot of local music to tell you about on the Max Inc. preview. Coming in up next on the John and Gordy Show.
All right.
Yeah. Rocker.
As we were saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.
This portion of the show is being brought to you by Ed's Shoplift Emporium, the world's first store intended to fill the needs of today's busy kleptomaniacs. Our cluttered aisles, unstaffed dressing rooms, mirrorless walls, and untrained, uncaring security guards make it almost impossible for us to catch you. So why pay retail? Why pay wholesale? Come on down to Ed's Shoplift Emporium, where everything on sale is a real steal.
I've been there. It's a great place to go.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. John and Gordy for a Friday morning, and we welcome our friend Rocker into the studio. Good morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys? Thanks for
having
me.
It's all happening.
Oh, man. And State Street's happening.
It is. It's
a lot of fun. But I was saying, you know, you got to be here on Saturday nights during Max Inc. Radio to see the guys in the underwear that Art Paul was talking about, right?
They all come out on Saturday night?
Really? Oh, yeah. You know, the guy in the thong riding his scooter around, you know. Uh-huh. There's all kinds of people down here. It gets crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, Art Paul should put a song together with all just the crazy things he's seen on State Street.
Including himself.
Including himself, yeah.
Yeah, he's part of the madness.
Yep.
All right, man. Well, what's going on this weekend?
Locally, music-wise.
Let's see. Well, this weekend on Max Inc. Radio, that is 6 p.m. to midnight on Saturday night. Jim Mallott, president of Milwaukee Pride Parade. We're going to be talking to him. Jim LaFollette, the music industry night is happening at COPA. That's the community organizations that are promoting the arts. And we're going to hear all about COPA. It's kind of a new thing, and not a new thing, but they're opening up bigger. So we want to hear all about what they're doing there. And then Live in the Lair, This weekend, we have Marta, the piano gal. She's from Sun Prairie. She plays piano. Yeah,
yeah, I've been to her shop there in Sun Prairie. Really
cool. A lot of fun.
Great place.
She tunes pianos, which is really cool. Fixes them up, all kinds of stuff. I know that everybody like inherits a piano, right? You know, they've got one and it's always out of tune or some of the keys are bad. So she's really good, but she's going to be performing in the studio and she does some great songs. So we're going to hear that. In fact, I've got a little clip from Marta right now, and this is Marta the Piano Gal. This song is called The Lens.
All right.
Woke up different inside and out. No one tells you until you're knee deep in it. I look different, age with life. Of a woman who's been on solid ground for a time, and I can't remember the things I used to. Can't be there the way I used to. Can't be cool the way I used to be. I'm tired, slowing
Yes.
Oh, that's Marta, the piano gal.
Who's holding the piano up here? It's two flights up.
We got an elevator right here.
Oh, yeah.
That's just push it in, it's push it out.
Oh, man.
Easy access. This is State Street.
That's right.
Now, Rocker, you mentioned right at the top there, you're talking with Jim Mallott. Is that it?
Jim Mallott, yep.
Yeah, president of the Milwaukee Pride Parade.
That's right.
Just want to mention, Civic Media is in that parade
in
Milwaukee on Sunday. And so we'll be over there. I'm going to be over there. And also Maggie Dawn, a bunch of the WAUK folks. Going to be in them. Yeah, I believe so. Milwaukee Pride Parade. That's on Sunday. So,
oh, that's awesome. What are you guys going to be doing down there?
Well, we're gonna be just going through the parade, and we've got a pickup truck and playing some music and handing out beads and candy and that kind of thing. Just saying hi and hello and supporting the cause.
Yes.
So,
do you know where the actual parade takes place?
In
Milwaukee?
I've got a map. It's in my desk.
A map.
There.
All right.
I'm not that familiar with Milwaukee, but yeah. It's going to be a big deal.
Well, I'm real familiar there. With it. I should take a look at that map and see if we have that map anyplace.
Well, I'll go get it.
No, you don't get it.
Is it an actual like paper map?
No, just
is it
on
Brady
map.
Street or
the old kind? Like you got to go like E5.
Oh Lord. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, we'll get out the map. Show everybody on the radio where to go. Okay. No, it's going to be fun.
Yeah, it should be really good.
Yeah. Okay.
So you know,
back
last
to the music.
Last week, I told you guys about this guy, Brian Bethke. He had found MagSync Radio by listening to a radio tuner that had actually been given to him by his friend who passed away.
Right.
The tuner was broken, so he's just surfing static.
Yeah.
Came upon MagSync Radio, contacted us, and we had him live in the lair last week. Mm. And it was really cool. It was a great show, awesome performance. And Terry Barr, our own Terry Barr, wrote a great web article with a link to the video of a song from the performance, and you can find that web article at civicmedia.us. And I brought along a song that we recorded last week live in the lair to give you guys kind of a sample of what the performance might be like.
Great.
This Brian Bethke is going to be live at the MagSync radio stage during Make Music Madison on June 21st at the top of State Street. So to give you a little preview, this is one of his songs that he performed for us. It's pretty new, too. It's called Just Like Cobain. This is Brian Bethke.
I lost my patience here today. I can't believe it's gone this way. There's nothing new, it's all the same. It's okay, can you find someone to blame? With the lights out, it's just dangerous. Here we are, easily entertained, just like Kurt Cobain. And we were stupid and contagious. Now our kids are not alright. Innocence paralyzed. Oh.
That's good stuff. Mm-hmm. Really good stuff.
Yeah. He was fun.
What a great discovery, you know, discovering you and your program and a way for him to play his music and get his music out there by being on your show. And it just that, I mean, just that whole thing works, and that is what can happen if you're listening to your show and other people, you know, if they're in bands or they're writing music and they're putting their own stuff together, they can give you a call and see if, you know, they can make the grade.
Send you some music and see if you can get in here.
Yeah. Music@civicmedia.us is where you would actually send that
That's
to.
That's it. That's
exactly.
There we go. But one interesting other layer that I found out from Brian is that he actually does some radio out there at one of the commercial stations in Eau Claire. But they'll have him come in, they'll talk to him, but he can never play his own music on the radio.
That's the deal.
He travels down here for the first time ever and performs live on the radio with his music on commercial radio all over the state. So now people in Eau Claire can actually listen to his music, but he had to come down to Madison to do it. So he kind of fulfilled his dream for
him. That's crazy.
Great story.
Hey, you know, this Saturday, guess who's in town, right? Led Zeppelin singer Robert Plant. He's going to be with Alison Krauss. We talked about him last week at Bree Stevens Field. And I thought I'd bring in another kind of song. You know, J.D. McPherson plays guitar for them, and he's also the special guest. And it's called the Can't Let Go 2024 Tour. So I brought in this song. This is from their Tiny Desk. This is Can't Let Go. This is Robert Plant and Alison Krauss this weekend.
Told you, baby, one more time. Don't make me sit all alone and cry when it's over. I know, but I can't let go. I'm like a fish out of the water and a cat in a tree. You don't even want to talk to me when it's over. I know, but I can't. Won't take me back from the cover up. Said he's sorry, then he pulls me out. I got a big chain around my neck and I'm broken down like a train wreck. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. See, I got the candle and it burns so bright in my window every night. Well, it's over. I know it, but I can't let go. You don't like to see me standing around. Feel like I'm checking.
Stuff. Yeah, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Yeah, isn't that really good?
Yeah, so they're at Bree Stevens Saturday night.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that's a great place to see a show. I saw Doobie Brothers with Steely Dan, and that was awesome. 2-3 years ago, something like that. It was really great. Great sound.
I love the
great atmosphere.
That's
really
from Tiny Desk. You said public radio.
Yeah.
Great song.
Oh, man. And they do some great covers of Led Zeppelin, which is really neat. It's really interesting to watch him play. And they always have just stellar musicians playing with them.
Terrific
vocals. I mean, that's, you know, world class right there.
It is.
No doubt.
It is.
Wow. Okay. Moving on.
Moving on. Hey, you know what? I'm wearing my Atwood Fest shirt today. And Atwood Fest is coming. Festy season starts this weekend. There are five Festies in Madison on the east side. And those are our east side music festivals, right?
Okay.
Marquette Waterfront Festival, Yahara Place Park is this weekend. La Fête Marquette and McPike Park is mid-July. Atwood Fest, Atwood Avenue, late July. Orton Park Festival, Orton Park in August. And Willie Street Fair, Willie Street in September. So those are all coming up.
Do they ever work down there? I mean, it sounds like everybody's just partying all the time.
That's the east side, man. You know,
that's right.
You want to work, you go to like Middleton or the west side or something.
Yes.
Okay. The Marquette Waterfront Festival, Saturday and Sunday, June 8th and 9th, Yahara Place Park. It's on the shore of Lake Monona where the Yahara River meets a lake. And the Marquette Waterfront Festival celebrates its 35th year this weekend, mixing local talent, national touring acts, 2 stages, 2 days. There's highlights of some local bands, Samba Novistas, Adem Tes Fay, Don't Mess with Cupid, which is Kevin Wilmott, the owner of the new Gamma Ray Bar. He's the vocalist for that Otis Redding tribute band. But the Moon Gypsies. The Moon Gypsies are going to be coming to market at Waterfront Festival. It's Robert Jay, Chris Wagner, Mary Gaines, and Mauro Magellan usually plays drums. He's from the Georgia Satellites. Mm-hmm. Robert Jay moved to Connecticut a couple years back, but he always comes back and visits. And when he does, it's the Moon Gypsies. Let's hear a little Moon Gypsies. This is All the King's Men.
Sideburns and a hillbilly band, hip shaking attitude. It was some kind of country and moving blue. Shooting from the waist up, plenty on TV. Dumb all the young girls of America to see. And all the king's horses, and all the king's men, were looking so cool back then.
Good stuff.
Yeah, that's rocking. Good.
Yeah, the Moon Gypsies, they are a lot of fun. All right, we got just a little bit of time here for one more before the next segment. And Madison Night Market, it's bigger than ever. There's new vendors, food trucks. Mifflin Street and Carroll Street is a new addition. There's vendors showcasing handmade products, local art, artists and gifts, all kinds of really good stuff. And the next one is coming this Thursday, June 13th.
That's
and in
right.
the morning, we're going to have Matt Trammell here. And he is one of the guys who really sets up that. www.madisonnightmarket.com is where you want to go for more information to find out who's playing in music. But I can tell you that right now, I know that there's buskers and performers throughout the whole market, mm-hmm. but Peace Park, there's a music stage that's 452 State Street, and it's Alex White and Friends, followed by John Massino Band. Do we have time for that song?
All right, let's play.
Sure. Let's hear a little Alex White and Friends. This song is called Octo. They're going to be playing at the Peace Park music stage this Thursday.
Mm-hmm. No point explaining it.
State. I'll have to brag a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate. Big M-A-D-I-S-O-N, Madison, Madison, that's my hometown. Madison, Madison, that's my hometown.
Mad Radio WMDX, the John and Gordy Family Show with Max Inks. Rocker in the studio, and we're playing local Wisconsin music and finding out the concert scene in the area, and we're looking at a few groups that are performing in the area this weekend.
Yeah, and we were talking about Madison Night Market next Thursday.
That's coming up Thursday.
Yeah, we'll be there as well, WMDX, right across the street from our studios here, right downtown, right where all the action is. Always was fun last time around, and we're going to be at all the Madison Night Markets this summer.
How was the crowds?
It was excellent. Yeah. You know, crowd. It just kept getting bigger and bigger through the night, and it was really something. I mean, we had a great crowd at our booth, and we were spinning the wheel and giving away T-shirts and having a good time. Yeah, definitely.
We were happy to hear that a lot of students woke up to the family show.
Yeah, we got a lot of people coming up to us and listening. Yeah, and telling us that they listen. And also, like you mentioned, a lot of street performers, too. Really, really quite a scene. Good times.
Yeah, those kids are saying, hey, my mom's listening to Gordy and John and Gordy in the morning.
That's what they're saying.
That's sure.
That's the word that's going around. They
say. Okay.
Well, John and Gordy will do their juggling act as well.
Yeah, we do that every once in a while.
And then head down to Peace Park and go see Alex White and Friends and John Massino Band. That's
yes.
And John Massino, he's a legend here in Madison.
He is. He played a big part in the protests in 2011.
We got a text. Yeah. Somebody missed where the Moon Gypsies are playing. Is that at the Marquette Waterfront Festival?
They are at the Marquette Waterfront Festival. That's right. Okay. I'm not sure which day, Saturday or Sunday. I think it's Saturday that they play. You can go look up Marquette Waterfront Festival and find out the whole schedule online. Okay. They have two stages, two days. There's a lot of bands that are playing.
Good
stuff. All right. What else you got for us here,
Ryan? Well, you know, the Max Inc. Radio Concert Series presented by Civic Media and Mad Radio. We got to keep talking about this, right? Okay. Friday, June 14th, 8 to 11 p.m. at the Gamma Ray Bar. That's right up on, is that Fairchild?
That got some press in the newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
That was a good column.
That's right. People are talking about it. Yeah. This is an injection for the music scene, you know, a smaller venue, 118 people, but playing shows there always feels fun because, you know, it's
more intimate. And,
you know, I mean, even if you get 60 people, it's like crowded, you know, so it feels good. You know, Gamma Rays, right?
Mm-hmm.
That produced the Hulk and Godzilla. Little trivia there.
There you go, yes.
So, got a key. So, what is it going to do to the Madison music scene? Oh, boy. So, Eddie 8 Dynamite, Iron Plow, Marsden, Friday, June 14th. And, you know, it's so fun. We got to do it again. I like your hat. This is Eddie 8 Dynamite.
I like your hat, and I wish I had one like it. If I had money, I just might get myself one just like the one you have. I like your hat.
Hey, wait. One more time.
Yeah.
I like your hat, and I wish I had.
You know what that sounds like? A TV theme. That's what it sounds
like. Yeah, like a TV show.
They should make
theme.
A show called I like Your Hat.
Yeah.
That's a great concept. Yeah. I love it, man.
Right.
Too bad WYOU isn't around. We can do it there.
Man. Yeah, you're right. There we go.
All right.
Oh, all right. Let's see. You know what? There's something coming up in a couple weeks. Saturday, June 22nd. It's called Feast with Beasts. Feast
what is
with
this?
Beasts. It's Henry Vilas Zoo in Madison on Lake Wingra. And it's a night of awesome music, amazing food, and some extraordinary animals. There's live blues music by the Nick Moss Band, who's fresh off their European tour. And the animal food has been donated by the Conscious Carnivore. That's over on University Avenue. And the human food menu includes salmon tartare, smoked gazpacho, toast stones, stone fruit crostini, beef kitfo, chimichurri potato skewers, and bang bang cricket fried chicken.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, the crickets taste good.
Oh, yeah.
Feast with Beasts will also have there'll be a VIP and stuff where you actually get in a lounge with special animal encounters.
You know,
Wait, you get in with the animals?
They're going to have, it'll be like, you know, the old Tonight Show you'll have like.
They're not supposed to, but they do get into the animal cages, so that's fine, I guess. What the hell?
This is our tiger. It's very mellow.
I got to tell you, yesterday I was behind the Conscious Carnivore truck going down University Avenue, and I'm driving behind it, and I'm looking at the top of the truck. There's like a light bar up there of some sort, maybe. Anyway, it was a picture of ribs. It's like a rack of ribs on top of this truck, and I was thinking, what the heck, you know?
Wow.
I mean, it looks cool.
Yeah. Got your attention.
Yeah, it sure did.
Wow. You know what they have there at Conscious Carnivore? What? They have this stuff. I forget the name of it. It's like non-tasty meat. And so they take all the stuff that like nobody likes and mix it together. Yeah. And like all the livers and all kinds of crazy stuff. And it's for dogs, right?
They sell it for all right. For pets. Okay. I was going to say.
It's like horrible, you know? You don't want to eat it accidentally. You know
right,
what I mean?
Exactly.
Well, hey, let's hear a little bit of Nick Moss Band. They're playing at Feast with Beasts coming up June 22nd at the zoo. This is The Bait in the Snare, the Nick Moss Band.
Do
tune. I just don't get young gone for the bay. You won't struggle in the snow. Now the way you acting, man, I swear, some of you people just need a prayer. The way you acting, man, I swear, some of you people just need a prayer. Don't fall for the bay.
Nick Moss. Yeah. Good stuff. Hey, yeah, Rocker. Man. Thanks for coming in, man.
Thank yeah. you, guys. Been
have,
awesome.
Have fun on Max Inc. weekend.
It's coming up 6 p.m. to midnight on Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on Sunday night, and, of course, 4 to 6 in the morning, Sunday and Monday mornings. It's Max Inc. Americana.
Yeah, I think our show is being threatened by yours now. You're going to take over our morning show, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yes. He's on all the time now.
I know. It's good. And people want to find out more? Website?
MaxIncRadio.com or find us at civicmedia.us. You can listen to all the podcasts and hear all the Live in the Lairs. It's great.
Always excellent. Fun, man. All good right. to see Thank you. You. Have a good weekend. That's going to do it for John and Gordy and Sam. We'll see you Monday. We'll talk to you Monday morning. Have a wonderful weekend.
You too, bud. Okay. Yeah. You take it easy, okay? Don't work too hard.
Okay. Talk to you Monday. So long.
Saying,
let the sun shine.
It's the John and Gordy Show.